BBC News.
Now on Radio 4, our classic serial, The Spy by James Fenimore Cooper. Our dramatisation of one of the first American novels takes us to New York State in the late 1700s and the scene of the American War of Independence. With Bern Gorman, Rose Leslie and Alex Waldman.
The Spy by James Fenimore Cooper. Dramatised by DJ Britton.
Whoa, Walmart! Pull up, Captain Wharton.
Whoa there.
Now, you know the road from here, sir. Still some way to your father's place.
You have the letter.
Yes. It'll grant you safe conduct past the American sentries. Use it only if you must.
I know the risks.
You sure?
I haven't seen my father and sister in 14 months. Of course I'm sure. Just give me the pass. I'm sorry. You worry too much, Harvey. How's my disguise?
Oh, you look rough enough. No gentleman for sure. The eye patch may be a bit too much.
I'm just getting used to it. It'll be fine. The paper.
Captain, I'm just not sure you realize...
Harvey, it's my choice. I know what I'm doing.
Very well. Here.
Can you come no further?
No. It's bad enough they catch you. Worse, they catch you with me. Storm will be on us soon. Light's fading. Better make speed.
Shall I see you at the Locust?
Aye, tomorrow. God willing, go on to your father. I must go to mine.
I hope you find him a little better.
I doubt it. Now, farewell, Captain.
Farewell, Harvey. Get up.
Here comes the storm. Caesar, I'll shut the side shutters. You take the front.
I got him, Miss Francis.
Wouldn't want to be out on a night like this.
No, miss.
They say the Americans are in the woods above the valley.
Getting a good old soaking, miss. Good thing, too.
Well, I dare say they'll accept a little soaking in the cause of their country.
You're speaking like a rebel, miss.
A patriot, Caesar. America's cause is just.
Even when your own brother fighting for the other side?
Caesar, I love Henry as much as any sister loves a brother, but he's chosen badly.
Can't see that, miss. Captain, no, his duty to his king.
Well, come on now. Kitchen shutters and back door. This gale will blow up worse overnight.
Well done, both, my boy. A couple of miles more, that's all. Damn!
Over there! Oh! Hold up!
Steady now. Whoa! Whoa! Steady! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Next shot will be through your head, not over it. Keep him covered, trooper. Sergeant, your name?
My name's O'Brien.
What's your business in disputed territory, Mr. O'Brien?
We think you'll find all you need in this pass.
Witness the signature, trooper.
I see it, Sergeant.
Very well, sir. Thank you. Sorry to have troubled you. Pass on through, and good fortune, sir.
Good work, Sergeant. Yeah.
Yes, only me.
I was asleep. When did you get in?
A few minutes ago. I had to get out of my wet things. How are you?
Weak. No strength at all.
You forgot to bother the front door. I told you before, it's not safe.
Who'd want to harm me?
Oh, war is coming. Closer every day, and war don't care if you're a good man or bad. Troopers are everywhere. Irregulars, too. Cowboys, skinners. Damn Andre business has got the world seeing spies in every shadow.
What's Andre business?
A British officer. Major Andre goes up the Hudson in a warship. some kind of secret meeting with the American general at West Point.
Benedict Arnold?
Yeah, that's right. He seems he was about to hand the fort to the Redcoats. This Andre gets cut off from his ship. He tries to escape. Disguises himself. False name. Passport signed by Arnold. American troopers catch him and hang him for a spy. And now the British are furious. The Americans are jumpy as hell.
And what about Captain Warson? You get him home safe?
Half an hour, he'll be with his family at the Locusts. Could have been quicker, but he don't know the back paths of Westchester like me.
A man who follows a peddler's trade knows his way to market like no other.
The business must go on. Stranger, saw another horseman battling the storm. On the low road it was, nearby the Locusts.
Not Captain Wharton?
No, he'd still be back in the woods. The captain lies low on that horse of his, Wolf. This fellow sat tall in the saddle like a general on a parade horse.
Well, good luck to him in this gale.
Amen to that. Present for you.
Backy?
It's best Virginia. Don't ask where I bought it. Some more in my pack for old Mr. Wharton.
They've been sending me food down while you've been away. This morning, Miss Francis brought me a turkey pie.
Aye. They're a decent family, all in all. I owe them a debt. I'll do what I can to help the captain.
Good.
I'll have to go again in the morning. I don't like having to leave you alone, Father.
I know.
Then do what I ask. Keep that door barred. You're too good for this world. That's your trouble.
I shan't be in this world very long.
No, don't say that.
It's true. It can't be helped. Harvey, listen. If things is as bad as you say, it's yourself you must worry about. In and out of New York, dodging backwards and forwards across the line.
Don't worry. I'll be fine.
Just be careful. Now, go on. Fetch me that pipe.
That's everything bedded down, Father.
Oh, thank you, Frances. Come, bring your sewing over here. Sit with your sister and me. She's going to read to us. What's the book, Sarah?
The Adventures of Humphrey Clinker. New from England. The peddler Harvey Birch brought it from New York last week.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, I miss New York.
Excuse me, Mr. Walton, sir.
Yes?
Man outside. Stranger. He's asking for shelter.
Man? What sort of a man?
Tall fellow, sir. Fine voice, fine riding clothes. Gentleman, sir, I'd say. He's had quite a lashing in that ring.
No, tell him we've no room, Caesar. Send him on his way.
Well, you can't do that. Not on a night like this. Father's right. He could be anyone, a murderer, a spy, anything, a Skinner even. Caesar says he's a gentleman. Skinners are not gentlemen.
Even so?
Well, Mother wouldn't have sent a gentleman out into a storm.
No, she wouldn't. Very well. Bring him in, Caesar.
He'll need to dry off, sir.
Then give him towels.
Yes, sir.
Now listen, both of you. No loose talk. Not till we see which side this man's on.
Don't look at me. Francis is the one with views. Bad enough we're holed up by this foul weather. Now we'll have to tiptoe around like criminals in case we say the wrong thing.
Weather will blow over by tomorrow. And there were storms in New York too, you know.
But at least we'd be stuck inside with interesting people.
Not interesting young English officers.
Now, girls.
I guess we're all a bit on edge.
Yes. Sarah, I know you missed the city. But if the Americans win...
Which is hardly likely.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Either way, staying in New York would have meant putting all our eggs in the British basket. We're lucky we had a country house in Westchester. We're on neutral ground.
And what about Henry?
Henry took his British commission long before the rebellion. The Americans won't hold that against him.
Mr. Wharton, sir. This is Mr. Harper.
Mr. Wharton, ladies, it is very kind of you to give shelter to a stranger in the storm. I'm most grateful.
Quietly now, Paul. Into the stables.
And that's a fine horse. Not one of Father's, that's for sure. It seems like there's a visitor at the Locust, Wolf. I think it may be time for Mr. O'Brien to be making an odd appearance.
Well, I'm afraid I really can't say, Mr. Wharton. In all probability, I know no more about the war than you.
Mr. Harper?
Thank you, Miss Francis. Well, the fact is, sir, I like to keep myself to myself.
As do I, Mr. Harper. A quiet life and a good book, hmm?
Quite so.
We've just begun reading Humphrey Clinker. Why do you think there are no American novels? British imagination superior, I wonder. Or perhaps American society is insufficiently mature, or... Well, what do you think?
Father, stop interrogating our guest. Like you, he does not choose to be drawn. Leave it at that.
No, Miss Francis. It's an interesting question. From a business point of view.
Ah, you are a businessman.
I have my interests, yes. Now, why are no books set in America? Well, I suggest it is simply a matter of numbers. The population of our colonies is about 3 million. The population of Great Britain is perhaps 3 times that. Mm. Publishers must serve their biggest market. There is your answer.
So we are all doomed to the English frolics of Mr. Clunker. Clinker, Francis.
Well, Britain has the larger population now, but America has, by its sheer size, greater potential for growth. Mm.
So in 100 or 200 years' time, people in Britain will be complaining that all the books are American.
I doubt that very much.
Well, we shall see. And now, may I ask you a question, Mr. Wharton?
Well, not about publishing, I hope. Father has met his match.
No, a much more practical question. When the storm blows over, I must make for the Highlands. How are the roads? Are there many soldiers? Shall I be safe?
Well, it's difficult. Westchester is deemed neutral, but with the British holding New York Island and the Americans holding the upper state, it is rather a sort of no man's land. Patrols from both sides set up pickets.
I see. And the people, how are they?
Most of them favor the revolution. That's not true. Most good people are loyal to the king.
You must excuse them, Mr. Harper. They have the outspoken manners of the young.
And since when was speaking what we feel ill-mannered, Mr. Harper?
Ladies, I am your guest. It would be impolite to force my opinions on a family disagreement.
But you do have an opinion.
Of course. But please, Mr. Wharton, my question.
Yes. The biggest threat in Westchester is not the armies of either side. It's the irregulars. Those who run with the British, the cowboys, are bad enough. But the American gang, the Skinners... Well, I pray you don't run into them in your gentleman's attire. They'll strip you of everything you have. Horse, clothing, and money.
Sorry, Mr. Wharton, sir. There's another man at the door. Says his name's O'Brien.
What kind of a man?
Not a gentleman, sir.
Well, then send him away.
I can't, sir. He forced himself past me. He's in the entrance hall.
Mr. Wharton, ladies, if this man is any threat to you, I have my sword. You may rely on me.
Girls, go to the sitting room. Take your sewing with you. Better leave this to Mr. Harper and me. Very well. Caesar, bring him in. But be careful.
But, Father...
The sitting room.
Sending us off like that. Well, I'm not afraid
Francis,
of this...
Calm down.
Calm down? This O'Brien could be... Ow. Now you've made me prick myself.
Quick, don't let the blood spoil the white work.
Sorry, Sarah. I know it's not your fault.
Do you think Father's safe?
Well, I don't like the sound of this O'Brien, but I guess Mr. Harper will be more than a match for him.
Quite a man of mystery, your Mr. Harper.
My Mr. Harper.
I saw your eyes shining.
Oh, for goodness sake. He must be almost twice my age. I just found him, I don't know, admirable.
Didn't you think he had a kind of calm strength?
Just like Peyton Dunwoody?
No.
Peyton isn't calm at all. But he is strong.
Strong-willed. Showing up at our New York house and then running off to join the rebel army.
Peyton didn't run off. He rode south to join the Virginian Light Horse. Now I don't know where he is.
Peyton will come through. I'm sure of it. Well, you know I've no time for the rebels, but from all I've heard, the Virginians are as proud a regiment as any.
As proud as your redcoat dancing partners.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Thank you, Caesar.
So, Mr. O'Brien... Mr. Wharton has been warning me about the sentries. Mm. They gave you no trouble.
Not at all. A little charm is what you need, gentlemen. A little O'Brien charm.
Tell us, where are you traveling?
Oh, I am traveling, sir, where destiny leads me. For O'Brien is a slave to no man.
Mm-hmm. It seems to have been a somewhat hazardous journey, judging by your appearance.
Ah, there's always someone on the road wants to take a slice or two out of a good-hearted Irishman. Thank goodness I had the two eyes to start off with.
We came to say goodnight, Father.
Yes. Mr. Harper, your room is at the end of the passage. Mr. O'Brien, Caesar will show you where you may sleep.
Thank you. O'Brien, are you coming?
No. I do believe there's a little drop more in this bottle.
Very well. Good night, Mr. Wharton. Call out if you need me.
Yeah, thank you. Good night, Mr. Hopper.
Good night indeed.
Good night.
Caesar, would you see Mr. O'Brien?
No, Caesar, close the door and make it quick.
What on earth?
Quickly.
Yes, I'm a-doing.
Well, Mr. Hopper...
No, be quiet, the door. Phew, that's better. Now I can take this ghastly wig off. And the eye patch.
Boy!
My boy!
I thought Harper would never go. Oh, it is wonderful to see you all.
But what are you doing here?
I had a week's leave. I couldn't stay in New York knowing you were only a day's ride away.
But how did you dodge the sentries?
Now that, my dear old father, is for me to know and you's not to worry about at all, at all. How did I sound?
Like no Irishman who'd ever lived.
Thanks for asking, Miss Francis. Father's no better, I fear. Not likely to get better, truth be told.
Well, you have my word. We'll look after him while you're away.
Thank you, miss. There, that's everything laid out. Your porch is Harvey's Bazaar. Best the merchants and haberdashers of New York can supply. Only be careful of them dripping eaves, ladies. Don't want nothing spoiled.
We'll be careful, won't we, Sarah?
Of course.
Good morning, ladies. Quite a display.
Mr. Harper, this is Harvey Birch. He lives across the valley. Like you, he's a man of business.
Humble business, sir, but peddling's a living.
Some fine goods.
I do what I can, sir. Not easy in wartime.
No, indeed. And no sign of Mr. O'Brien this morning, ladies?
Mr. O'Brien?
Oh, yes. I've forgotten about him. Oh. He must still be sleeping.
Is that so? Well, ladies, I must tend to my horse if I'm to be on my way. Oh, Mr. Birch, perhaps you have a curry comb amongst your wares?
I usually have one in the bottom of my pack, sir.
Take a look, there's a good fellow, and bring it over to the stables. My horse could do with a good grooming before we set up.
I'll do that, sir. Now, ladies, what's it to be?
Ooh, silks. What about this, Francis?
I'm afraid we may need a little time, Harvey.
Have a browse. I'll take my pack over to the stable.
Well, thank you, Harvey. We won't be too long.
Now that does look nice, Sarah.
Mona Green, if I'm not mistaken.
Henry!
I see Birch has brought his traveling store. The coast's clear, I trust.
Harvey's gone to the stables.
It's not him I'm worried about. Where's Harper?
Brushing down his horse.
Good. Then the wig and eye patch can wait here until I need them.
Don't you trust him?
Much as I value a woman's intuition, Francis, in the case of Mr. Harper, I think a little manly suspicion is called for.
Better be quick. The stable hand will be back directly.
What do you have for me?
Up through there. Across the trees, down the valley to the water.
Dark shapes in the waves, yes?
Whaleboats. 10 of them. British regulars.
Coming from Long Island?
I reckon so. Laid up through the storm. Word is this horse on the road, too. They'll be fighting nearby soon, I'd say. Wouldn't want to get caught up in all that.
No. I'd better be moving.
Anything for me?
Only this. The American force moving up from the south are the Virginian Light Horse, led by Major Dunwoody.
Dunwoody?
Does that mean something to you?
He's a distant cousin of the Whartons, I believe.
One of his platoons is led by Captain Jack Lawton. Remember him?
How can I forget?
I'm not an expert, but these are very fine fabrics, aren't they?
The best. How does Harvey do it, trading across the lines without being caught?
I don't know about the rebels, but Sir Henry Clinton won't let the British sentries harm a hair on his head.
So, is he loyal to the crown?
Loyal to the crown, the dollar, the florin, the shilling. It's the fruits of trade Harvey's loyal to. Let me see that green silk again.
Hold it up to your face, Sarah.
Like this?
Perfect. Brings out the color of your eyes very nicely. Wouldn't you say so, Francis?
Oh, yes.
I know one fellow officer of mine who would be much taken by Pomona Green. Can you imagine who I mean, Francis?
What, not the dashing Colonel Wellmere?
The very man.
And how is the charming Colonel?
Somewhat given to melancholy. We tell him it must be love.
Really? Might he be pining for someone, Henry?
Enough, Francis. I know exactly what you think of Colonel Wellmere.
Ah, but it's not what I think about him that really matters, is it? All those tete-a-tete dances in New York, all those giggles in the corner.
We were not giggling. We were...
Well, the Colonel was all in one piece when I last saw him, leading forays into American territory north of here.
I prefer he was safe in New York.
Yes, I prefer he stayed there, too, and kept his hands off what doesn't belong to him.
Ah, but then your heart is with a certain Virginian major.
No, Henry, my heart is with liberty, and that's what Peyton Dunwoody is fighting for. Freedom from your king and master.
Seems to me the loudest voices on both sides of this war are masters. Look at me, son of a wealthy businessman fighting for the king, and on the other side, my old friend Peyton. It was American grandees who started this fight. All they want is the freedom to grow richer.
Well, if it was the grandees who led the revolution, it will be the ordinary people who finish it.
Heaven forbid.
Personally, I can't wait till the end of this war so I can enjoy the oddity of acquiring a brother-in-law on each side of the battle. Ha ha! Now you've both gone red.
Father?
Henry, look sharp. Harper's on his way from the stables. Straighten your wig. Here, let me help.
The eye patch.
Please, Captain Wharton. No need to do that on my account.
But...
The painting above the mantel in your parlor. A smart young officer in dress uniform. His Majesty's 60th Regiment of Foot, I believe.
Henry.
Captain Wharton, I suspect you have made a dangerous choice in coming here. If I were you, I'd return to New York as soon as possible.
And who are you to say what is best for me?
Only someone who sees what he sees and wishes your family no hurt. Now, I must say goodbye. Thank you, Mr. Wharton, ladies, for your hospitality.
Wait, Mr. Harper. May I walk with you to the road?
Of course. It would be a pleasure.
You won't give Henry away.
Be assured, I shan't be the one to tell his secret.
Thank you.
But please, Miss Francis... Urge your brother to take my word seriously. It would be better for him to leave here quickly.
It's not easy to tell Henry anything.
No, I can see that. He's a brave young man and much attached to you all. My wife and I were never blessed with children. The three of you clearly mean a great deal to your father.
Well, he means a great deal to us. Since Mother died, we've become very close.
Then know this. Your family gave me shelter in a storm. If I'm ever in a position to repay you in the future, I shall. Oh, what a glorious valley. So peaceful. Let's hope a peace like this awaits our whole country when the struggle is over.
Yes.
Now, goodbye.
All right.
Keep safe. And, Miss Francis?
Yes?
Keep your faith.
I shall.
Now, go back to your family. Come on. Go on.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Whoever you are. What's that? I can see you in the bushes. Come out. Come out now.
I think, lady, that is the one with the gun... I should be given the orders.
You're on our land. Why were you spying on our house?
Oh, your house, is it? Then you're one of the wardens. Not wise to obstruct a soldier of America in the execution of his duty, lady.
You're no soldier. Where's your uniform?
Not everyone wears a regular uniform.
You're a Skinner.
Not a name we use. We are the people's militia. I am on reconnaissance duties, and I find you seeing off what appears to be a very grand gentleman. Who was he?
None of your business.
Took shelter at the Locust, did he? Very comfortable from what I've seen. Elegant furniture, a few nice luxuries smuggled in from New York.
No.
Don't do to encourage smugglers, miss. Men like Harvey Birch, enemies of the revolution. slipping through the lines, making a fortune, and no one knows where he hides it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you?
Me? No one at all. Until after the war. I might be someone then. Then there'll be no more fine houses for you Whartons. We'll be the wealthy ones then.
Oh, I doubt General Washington sees it that way.
Washington? Him and his gentlemen officers don't see me at all. I'm the real revolution, lady. Tell them up at the Locust that days at the top of the tree are over. They can climb down themselves, or we'll shake them down. But they will have a fall. Sooner they realize that, the better.
Francis, it was one lone irregular. It's nothing to worry about.
But he was horrible. Frightening.
Listen to your sister, Captain. When there's one skinner, there'll be more. These dogs hunt in packs. You better shorten your visit and get back to New York.
I'll do no such thing. It took a great deal of effort to get here. I'm not going to be frightened away by some irregular...
Captain, the pass I got you was good only on the day it was dated.
You helped Henry get here.
I did, miss, the best I could, but I can't give him the same protection on the way back. Captain, now the storm's over. Both sides will be putting out patrols. Now go, before the valley's crawling with men.
Listen to him, Henry.
Oh, Harvey's a born warrior. He manages to stay out of the grip of the Americans. Why shouldn't I?
Even I've been caught, Captain. Couldn't tell a peddler from a spy. I gave him the slip because I know this country better than any, but they catch you and you're likely to stay catched.
Then I won't be caught. If they do see me, well, Wolf can outrun any rebel horse. Look, I promise I'll leave tomorrow. Nothing's going to happen before then. I want one more night with my family, that's all.
But Mr. Harper said...
My mind's made up. Another night here will do me no harm.
Beautiful morning, Miss Frances. Coffee for you?
Thank you, Caesar. Yes.
And for you, Captain?
Thanks. I don't think anyone who hasn't experienced it knows how it feels to be back with your family when war has consumed your every breath. Just to see Father puffing on his new tobacco, listening to Sarah read. Just ordinary things. They're the purest pleasure.
I thought you loved the soldiering life.
I do. And I know we disagree on this. I believe in what I'm fighting for. It's just, oh, the respite. I love you all so much, you know.
I know. We've missed you terribly.
Oh, let me have some of that valley air. Open the window, would you, Caesar?
Yes, sir. Uh-oh. Captain, trouble coming this way.
What is it?
Across the valley, look. The rebel horse.
Where?
By Birch's cottage. Look.
You're right. American cavalry.
Better get out of here quick, sir.
Too late to make for the woods. They'll see you.
They come this way, Captain.
Well, quickly, put the disguise on again.
Yes. Caesar, go and get Father and Sarah.
Yes, sir.
No cause for alarm. We're looking for Harvey Birch. Has he been here?
Harvey? What has he done?
What has he done? What do you think it is he sells? Not just trinkets, secrets. The man's a convicted British spy. He escaped my custody a few months ago. He will not do so again.
Well, that's ridiculous. Harvey's not a spy.
Tried in his absence, miss. Spies cost decent men their lives. He shall hang.
No. Yeah.
Clearly, Birch did come yesterday, but now he's gone, and we've no idea where he is. So, if that is all...
What about you, sir? You in there. Have you seen Birch? Are you perhaps suffering from a chill, sir?
A chill? No, sir, no. I'm quite healthy, to be sure.
Such handsome locks, covered with that ugly old wig. I thought you were trying to keep warm. Let me straighten it for you.
Sir, I...
Well now, what do we have here?
I am Captain Wharton of His Majesty's 60th Regiment of Foot.
And I am Captain Jack Lawton of the Virginia Light Horse.
The Virginia Light Horse?
Yes, miss.
Then, well, do you know Peyton Dunwoody?
Major Dunwoody is my commanding officer.
Then, well, you don't understand. Peyton, Major Dunwoody is a close... Well, that is to say, he's a good friend of this family.
A relation, in fact.
Well, he'll clear up this misunderstanding in no time, that's for sure.
Let us hope so, yes. For now, Captain Wharton, you are my prisoner, until the Major arrives and decides what to do with you.
Of course. I put myself in your hands.
Steady now, wolf boy. Shh. Your master said you needed a ride.
Miss. Miss Francis.
Harvey. Well, what are you doing here?
Sentries everywhere, miss. I crept back here. Lie low till they moved on.
That Virginian captain has Henry prisoner. And he's after you.
Lawton?
Yes. They think you're a spy.
Yeah, poor peddler's easy game for men who see a spy in every shadow. Listen, miss. Lawton will have bigger fish to fry before the day's out. There's gonna be fighting, miss, here in the valley. Tell the captain he must make every effort to escape when they're distracted.
Oh, but surely Peyton will see Henry was only visiting his family.
It may be out of his hands, miss. The Americans won't look kindly on what the captain's done. Not after Andre. Tell the captain to get away if he can.
I have some food for your father. Do I have time?
If you're quick, miss. Bless you. Now go, before anyone suspects.
Good boy, Wolf. Nice and steady.
Francis? Francis!
Peyton? Oh, Peyton! Oh, it's all right. No one can see.
It's wonderful to see you. I didn't know you were at the Locusts.
Well, Father thought we would be safer in Westchester. Well,
sadly, nowhere escapes the war. Lawton sent me a message. What's all this about Henry?
Well, he only came to see his family, Peyton. Surely he can't be blamed for that.
If that's all it is, I'm sure we can put things right. Oh, it is so good to see you. To be with you again, it's wonderful.
Oh, I've spent so much time thinking about you, about us, thinking about the future.
But what are you doing out here? Where are you going?
To a sick neighbor. Well, I don't know how long he has to live, poor man.
Then be back as quickly as you can.
I will. I'll see you at the Locusts. Come on, Wolf. Get up.
Lawton tells me he found you in disguise, Henry. What's all this about?
It's simple. I put on civilian clothes so I could visit my family without risking being taken prisoner.
It's true, Peyton. That's all it was.
Now listen to me, Henry. Do I understand that you did not wear this disguise until you saw Lawton's troops approaching? That you found these clothes on the spur of the moment and put them on? Yes? Is this what happened?
Henry, be careful. Peyton's trying to help you.
No.
Henry...
Peyton, I don't believe in lies between friends. The clothes were worn by me from the city. They were procured for that specific purpose, and I intended to use them on my return today.
But our sentries...
I made use of this pass.
How did you get this paper?
I bought it. As it bears the name of Washington, I presume it is forged.
Peyton, please. These tricks are played every day in war.
I don't think you understand, sir. The confidence of Washington has been abused. This is beyond my power. Henry, my duty dictates that I must refer this to headquarters.
I didn't expect otherwise.
Major Dunwoody, the British are up on the coast and in the valley. Captain Lawton requests orders.
Very well. Captain Wharton is to stay in this room. Stand guard outside the door.
Sir.
Tell me what had happened. What does Peyton think he's doing?
His duty, Francis, that's all.
Nonsense. He could have used his discretion.
I don't think so. I had taken the name of Washington in vain.
With the pass, you mean?
Yes.
Birch says you must escape. When the fighting starts, take your opportunity.
I'm not sure that's fair on Peyton.
What? Henry, if anyone is inclined to be fair on Peyton, it's me. If he's decided to play it by the book, so can you. Did you give him your word of honor you wouldn't escape?
No, but I really...
Well, then, if it's his duty as an officer to arrest you, it is your duty as an officer to escape. Anyway, surely your family comes first. Promise me, if a chance to escape comes, you'll take it.
The British are advancing, Major. We must strike now or lose the advantage.
Very well. Assemble the men.
Sergeant! Form the men up!
Sir!
Form up! Form up!
Peyton! Peyton! I've just been with Henry.
Francis, please. I had no choice. I'll explain to Washington. Speak up for Henry. I'm not without favor. God willing, he'll be acquitted.
Acquitted of what?
Espionage, I fear. That pass.
Please, Peyton, think what they did to Andre.
I know, but we must trust in the law. Francis, I'm sorry.
Yes. So am I.
Get those
If you think I can love a man willing to stain his hands with the blood of my brother, think again.
Sending foot soldiers on cart horses as makeshift cavalry against the best Virginian light hussars. Sir Henry Clinton should know better.
It's all they have. Hessians with their wooden saddles and green-coated cowboy irregulars. The Hessians will regroup for certain. They'll muster with the regular infantry and come again.
Then we should prepare for another attack. Gather your men.
Sir!
Things are hotting up out there.
Best we stay in here together now, Captain Wharton.
That was close.
Away from the window, Captain. Sit on the floor, if you please. You, Mr. Caesar, come over here.
Over there? Uh-uh. Bullet hurt a colored man just as much as a white.
What the? Ah, oh, damn it! One of your cowboy hooligans is stealing my horse! Hey, you!
Quick, Caesar, his legs!
Hey,
over the top! Shut the window!
Run, run, Captain, run! Stray horses everywhere.
Yes.
You grab one.
Yes.
Birch?
Up here, in the train.
Oh.
Take the left fork and don't spare the whip till you cross the brook. You'll find the British there. Now ride! Ride!
Get up! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Gentlemen, your attention! LaSalle's, your tunic is unbuttoned. Fasten it.
Sorry, Colonel Wellman.
Now, I fought these rebels many times. Give them a display of disciplined force, and they turn tail. The fact that they have routed a handful of our irregulars will give them a false sense of
Colonel
confidence.
Wellman,
what is it?
It's Captain Wharton, sir.
Wharton?
Whoa!
Out of uniform and on a rebel horse. Explain yourself.
I've just escaped from the rebels.
Really? Did you see how the enemy were deployed as you rode in?
In the skirt of this wood on our right are a small party on foot, a decoy, I'd say. Dunwoody's horses are out of sight down on the plain.
Then, gentlemen, we will cross the stream in column and deploy in the plain beyond.
Colonel Wellmere, I think that's what they wanted us to do.
Then we shall give them satisfaction, except that they shall not have the benefit of surprise.
With respect, Colonel, our infantry and heavy horse will be walking straight into their best light cavalry.
The Virginians? Never underestimate the firepower of a well-formed body of British musketmen.
But, sir, I...
Enough, Captain! What would you prefer us to do? Retire? Gentlemen, forward! How else shall we entice these Yankees within reach of our muskets?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Here they come, all spruced up and parade ground pretty.
Into the mousetrap.
If they save a dozen skins, they'll be lucky. Yeah. Look who's there. No uniform, look. And on one of our horses.
Henry?
Escaped. I'll have that trooper on a charge.
But Henry must have seen us. Surely he warned the redcoat colonel.
If he did and they're still coming, then more fool them.
Are the men ready?
Ready, Virginians? Ready,
yes, sir! Ready.
Very well. Sound the charge. Hey! Hey!
Us to pieces, Colonel. I'll try to take a flank.
Hold the line, Wharton. We'll do it my way.
But, sir...
LaSalle's! Get those men in order!
Ah! My arm! Whoa! Steady! Whoa!
That's an American horse, Captain Wharton. You won't hold her with a musket ball in your arm.
We'll see.
No, you don't. Here.
I have your reins, sir.
Whoa! Whoa there! Welcome to the ranks of the free, Captain Wharton, where you shall be my prisoner. Steady! Steady! Steady now! Trooper!
Sir!
Take Captain Wharton to the medical tent! Sir! Regroup men! Save a straw! Remember, heads and necks! Give no quarter!
Thank you for taking us into your house, Mr. Wharton.
You must do as you need, Major.
The British are routed, and now I have to think of the wounded and prisoners.
On both sides, I trust.
Of course, the wounded, the captured, and those who fell will be honored. Henry, you must sit.
Thank you, Peyton.
Your wound will be dressed, and as a wounded man, I shall leave you unguarded, provided I have your word of honor that you will make no attempt to escape.
While I am not under guard, you have my word.
One of my officers, young Singleton, is badly wounded. The surgeon must attend to him immediately. Can you find him a room in the house?
Of course we can. I'll see to it.
One other favor.
By all means.
I have captured a senior British officer. He needs some small medical care.
Oh, bring him in, of course.
Trooper, show the colonel in.
Colonel Wellmere. Sarah, it's Colonel Wellmere.
I can see, Francis.
Miss Wharton. Both Miss Whartons. Just like New York at its best.
Colonel Wellmere, you are welcome. You are very welcome.
Peyton? They're gathering for dinner.
Thank you, I'm not hungry. Francis, what are we going to do?
About what?
About us, you and me.
Wait a little, I think. If, as you say, you can persuade your senior officers at headquarters that Henry should not stand trial, you do still think that?
Yes, especially if I can get to Washington himself.
Well, if you can, and Henry is treated as nothing worse than a prisoner of war, then we can surely begin to plan a future together.
And if not?
Let's not consider if not for now. You know how much Henry means to me.
I do. Oh, Francis, it was terrible out there today. You can't imagine. I'm a good soldier, but I'm not like Lawton. He enjoys the ferocity. For me, it's a matter of right and justice. I try to play by the rules, but my God, to be at the heart of such carnage, to be fighting against your best friend, the brother of the woman you love, I wonder what it all means.
Well, no one dare say it, but this is a civil war. Like Cromwell and the Royalists in England. Family split, friend fighting friend. The rules are ragged.
I keep thinking of young Singleton fighting for his life in there. He's just a boy.
Will he die?
The surgeon says he has a chance, but he'll need care every hour of the clock. I don't know if we can do that. The doctor's exhausted.
Well, we must. For God's sake, Peyton, it could have been you. We must help him.
I wish I knew how.
Well, can't we send for Singleton's family?
He does have a sister, but...
But nothing. Send for her, Peyton. She could be here by tomorrow, couldn't she?
Well, yes, but...
Then do it.
Yes, you're right. I will.
And Colonel Wellmere, what of him?
His wound was just a scratch. Tell the truth, I believe he wants to see the words wounded in action on his report. Still, I'm sure the sight of your sister is making him feel better.
That's harsh.
I know, I'm sorry. It's hard to see the best in people after a day like this.
Peyton, you know I love you.
Francis, if we can't, for now, plan our future... Can we at least make a pledge of some kind?
You know how I feel.
You have sole claim on my heart.
Then we have our pledge. And we must pray that the world and the war and Washington, I guess, are kind to us.
I took the liberty of repairing your uniform, Colonel Wellmere. There was a tear.
Ah, yes. Well, I was thrown from my horse. Thank you, dear lady.
Here, let me help you put it on.
I dared not wish, Miss Sarah, that fate would bring us together so soon.
No, your misfortune on the battlefield has been fortunate for us.
Indeed, though our time together will, I fear, be short.
Oh? Why? There, you look like a colonel again.
Because as an officer captured in battle, it is likely I shall be exchanged and paroled back to New York.
And then... Will you remain in New York?
No. Under the parole, I shall be obliged to take no further part in this conflict. No doubt I shall be posted back to England.
To England? Then what about... Will we be able to...
Perhaps by then we may be close enough for me to send for you. Give me your hand, dear Miss Sarah. Let it be our secret until my position is clarified. But I think we understand each other, do we not?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Oh, excuse me, Colonel, Sarah. I was looking for a book. Take my mind off things.
Please, join us, Captain Wharton. I was explaining to Miss Sarah the usual terms of parole.
Yes. Unfortunately for me, they apply only to those captured in uniform.
But your second capture was on the field of battle. Perhaps that will help. And you were wounded in action, like the Colonel. Heroes both.
Well, it was quite a scrap. And once our forces had made the cover of woods, we did outwit the enemy, eh, Captain?
Did we?
Most certainly. By remaining one step ahead. Having first scored some telling blows, we achieved an orderly and dignified withdrawal.
Oh, I see.
Miss Singleton? I'm Frances Wharton. This is my sister, Sarah. Let me help you down.
Thank you.
You must be exhausted.
A little, yes. My brother, is he...
Oh, he is resting. You'll want to see him straight away.
Yes, please.
Caesar, show Miss Singleton to her brother's room.
Yes, miss.
The doctor is with him now.
This way, miss. And don't you worry about your brother.
That she's doctor, stunning. It's a yes. Real way. The dark eyes, the alabaster skin... Almost saintly.
Or ghostly.
Father has invited Captain Lawton to dine with us this evening. That'll be strange. Miss Singleton knows him well, apparently. Peyton, too.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't get that impression. Anyway, Peyton won't be there. He's left for the American headquarters to see about Colonel Wellmer's parole and seek instructions about Henry.
Then I shall be wishing twice over for a good outcome.
Well, we'll know tomorrow.
Father, can you hear me?
Harvey, you came back.
Of course I came back. Here, I'll light the candle.
Thank you. Yeah, you shouldn't have come. Those troopers, the danger. You must be careful, Harvey. You must be careful.
I'm a survivor, Father. Don't worry.
It's been a hard life. You're a good son. My strength is gone. I am content. Always do your duty, Harvey. That way, I shall be content.
Rest now.
God is as merciful as he is just. Take my hand, Harvey.
I have it. I'll stay with you now.
Mr. Wharton, ladies, thank you for inviting me to join you at your family meal. Captain Wharton and I may be rivals on the field of battle, but I can attest that he is a brave opponent, and I am proud to toast his health. Captain Henry Wharton.
Henry Wharton.
Thank you, Captain Lawton.
I suppose Dunwoody will receive promotion in the rebel army for the advantage my misfortune gave him.
Major Dunwoody is no rebel, Colonel. He is a renowned servant of the Confederate States of North America.
Renowned he must be, Captain, to overcome Colonel
Wellmere. Miss Sarah, such sympathy and friendship are all any gentleman could wish for.
All you could wish for? I wonder. What of liberty? Would a gentleman not wish for that?
No sparring, gentlemen, please. Yeah, Miss Singleton will join us shortly, and she deserves a pleasant welcome.
Yes. Lawton, one question, if I may.
Of course.
This business about Harvey Birch, frankly, I'm amazed. I accept he's somewhat slippery when it comes to formal frontiers, but a spy? As far as I can see, he hasn't a political bone in his body.
He was caught lurking near the tent where Washington was in talks with his staff. After he escaped my custody, he was tried and found guilty.
Without being able to put his case.
An innocent man wouldn't run away, Miss Frances.
I don't see it. Birch may be a little shady in his trading. He can buy you just about anything. But when it comes down to it, he's just a peddler.
And I'm just a soldier. Orders tell me he's a spy. That's good enough for me. And I will catch him. I surely will.
Who will you catch, Captain Lawton? Good evening, everyone.
Miss Singleton. Good to see you again. I was referring to the spy, Harvey Birch.
Please, sit down. How is your brother?
Wonderful news. The doctor says he's turned a corner.
Oh, thank goodness. Caesar, pour Miss Singleton some wine.
I'm here, Father.
Father?
Father, hold on. Hold on, Father. Time lies. An ever-rolling stream bears all who breathe away. They fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. Father.
All I'm saying is, who would be ruled when he can rule?
Well, yes! Surely we all have the right to govern ourselves.
Well said, Miss Frances. If not liberty, then what are we fighting for?
Slavery, perhaps?
What?
I'm serious, Frances. I find it odd that the Revolutionary Congress has a manifesto setting forth equal political rights, but if they feel so passionately about equality, why will they not set free their slaves?
Really?
Quite right. Shows all this freedom talk is balderdash.
Remember, sir, it was England that brought slavery here.
Oh, we forced it on you, did we?
No, but I object to you pointing your finger when you... well-to-do English protect your own wealth by creating a class of working paupers.
Oh, no, I should...
Gentlemen, enough, please. Whatever will Miss Singleton think of us? Miss Singleton, Isabella, Captain Lawton has already led one toast. Will you honor us, please, by proposing another?
But I don't know what to...
Well, a toast to absent friends, perhaps, or something noble.
Very well. A toast. A toast to the most honorable, the most noble, and needless to say, the most handsome young man in Washington's army. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to raise your glasses to a man close to all our hearts, Major Peyton Dunwoodie.
Peyton Dunwoodie.
Lord have mercy on your soul.
I know you're in there.
Lord have mercy on your soul. Lord have mercy on your soul. Lord have mercy on your soul.
Don't try to run, Birch. Or it's a musket ball through your skull.
No, wait. My father has just passed away. My father!
Good. Then you won't have to witness your fate. Time up. Now, my boys. Mr. Birch's trading profits are hidden here somewhere. Smash everything open. We'll find his stash.
Lift the left-hand hearthstone. The money's under it in a box.
Pull it up. We'll march Mr. Birch to Captain Lawton.
50 guineas is on his head.
Wait, please. For pity's sake, his body is not even cold. Give me 10 minutes, let me say a prayer for him.
Get up. I said get up. You two, bring him. Drag him if you need to.
Frances.
Miss Singleton, I need to speak with you, alone.
And are we alone?
Everyone's going to bed. Captain Lawton's gone back to the camp.
Come in.
Miss Singleton, Isabella, your toast. I wondered... Oh.
What is it?
That picture. The miniature on your dressing table. It is Major Dunwoodie.
Yes. Painted by a friend. I don't usually show it in public. He's a wonderful man, is he not?
I had thought so, yes.
Frances, I had heard... It's remarked among the young officers at headquarters that there might be some friendship between the two of you.
Our parents are cousins, yes.
There was, I know it's silly, there was even some talk of engagement.
I may have entertained that thought, but I did not realize there was a prior claim.
Oh, Frances, I am so sorry.
No, the mistake is mine. When Dunwoodie returns, I shall behave as honor dictates.
Here he is, Captain Lawton. Peddler Birch ready to swing from one of his namesakes.
You won't escape again, Birch. You'll hang in the morning on Major Dunwoodie's return.
As you wish. I have little left to live for.
Captain Lawton, there is the little question of the bounty.
Ah, yes. And here was I thinking you'd done this out of patriotism. Here. Now go.
Why do you deal with those sons of Satan?
Even demons have their uses.
And the devil himself wouldn't stop a man mourning his dead father. If I can find a way, I shall have revenge.
Good night, Colonel Wellmere.
Sarah, we have very little time. Dunwoody will return tomorrow with news of my parole.
Yes, I know.
Give me your hand. Good night.
Good night.
Sarah?
Francis, you didn't hear what Colonel Wellmere and I...
Oh, enough to know that he considers your hand kissable.
Oh, Francis, be happy for me. I know you don't like him, but we're in love, Francis, and love is always right.
Morning, sir.
Trooper, what's that smoke?
Where, sir?
Down the valley, look.
Looks like Birch's cottage, sir.
Oh, those damn skinners have set it alight. My God, they'll answer for this. Where's Birch?
Shackled and locked up, as you ordered, sir.
Warden?
Major Dunwoody. We weren't expecting you so soon, sir.
I rode through the night.
The skinners brought in Harvey Birch, Major. His hanging awaits your orders.
He can wait. Why do they want to make soldiers executioners?
Sir? What news from headquarters, sir?
I am to escort Captain Warden to the Highlands. He will stand trial as a spy. If convicted, he hangs.
But Washington...
Washington was nowhere to be found. The general staff looked at the rulebook and said they had no choice. I have to go to the Locusts now. How am I supposed to tell Frances and her poor father? What am I supposed to say, Lawton? What the hell am I supposed to say?
In The Spy by James Fenimore Cooper, Harvey Birch is played by Byrne Gorman, Francis by Rose Leslie, and Henry by Alex Waldman. Mr. Wharton is James Lely, Sarah, Francine Chamberlain, Mr. Harper, Timothy Watson, and Caesar, Richard Peppel. Peyton Dunwoody is Simon Barb, Captain Lawton, Gerard McDermott, Colonel Wellmere, Adam Billington, and Isabella Singleton, Victoria Inez Hardy. The Spy is dramatized by DJ Britton and directed by Sasha Yevtushenko.
And you can hear the concluding episode of The Spy next week at the same time here on Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, open book.
What's your view of that ring fencing plan?
I think it's unnecessary, and I think it's potentially going to be quite damaging.
The view from the top of business.
As usual, we have three business guests who run or have senior positions within companies.
One thing I'm more of a believer today than I ever was is whatever you do today, having a really broad net of experience.
We've been off air for 2 months, and we've seen the economic environment go from bad to worse.
Evan Davis returns with more business conversation. The Bottom Line on BBC Radio 4 on Thursday evening at 8:30.